Hi, everybody. Welcome back to that Eurovision site. We are once again continuing on with our Melody Festival in 2025 interviews. And today I am joined by Wilhelm Bockhaus, who is participating with his entry, I'm Yours. And hopefully I pronounced your name right.
Yeah, you did. Thank you so much. I'm super happy to be here.
All right, then. So let's start with a bit of an icebreaker just because we literally just met. My question to you, my question that I ask to everyone is like, what's one thing about yourself that not many people would know about?
That's a good one. That I live in the studio almost. I'm in the studio all the time. I don't have anything, I don't have much free time outside of this. And I bet just my closest friends know that.
Yeah, so it's like I mean, I think you're true to your work. You look like you're in your studio.
Yeah, I'm in the studio right now.
All right, then. So obviously you're here because we're going to talk about Mello, and you're one of the participants in this year's competition. I just wanted to ask you, how does it feel that out of all of the like thousands of entries that have been submitted, you're in the final 30?
Yeah, it feels amazing. I'm super happy. When I got the call, I got I was just overwhelmed. I was super happy. I know that in Sweden there's a lot of people sending in songs to Melodifestivalen, and it's very big in Sweden. So I was super happy to be one of the 30.
Okay, then. So moving on, I'm quite happy that you're here because you're participating with your entry, I'm Yours. I just wanted to ask you what the song's about, what was the creative process like from your own perspective? Because basically, we don't know anything about the song just yet, other than the title itself.
Unfortunately, I can't sing it to you right now. You'll hear it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I wrote the song with my friends Simon, Elias, and Jonathan about a year ago now. And we started off the day by writing a different song, which turned out to be really bad. So we went for lunch, and then we all came back to the studio, and we were like, we listened back to it, and we were like, let's start a new one, because with this we won't go anywhere. So we started a new one, and that song basically became I'm Yours. And we started to write it on just an acoustic guitar. Me and Simon started to jam on guitars, and the song came alive, and we wrote and recorded everything that day. So that's basically how the song was born. I'm Yours is about like the feeling of wanting to be loved and wanting to be appreciated by someone, but being uncertain of if you're capable or if you're strong enough to be in that relationship with someone else, if the other person can accept you even with your faults.
Wow, it's a very deep meaning, and I'm really curious to hear it now. Okay, then. So, obviously, like I said, we'll hear it in a couple of weeks, but let's talk about the performance aspect of it. Like, how are the preparations going for your
It's
performance?
going great. It's going great. I'm practicing a lot, which is good, I guess, because there will be a lot of people watching. So I bet I have to practice a lot for it. It's going great. I'm practicing all the singing. I'm practicing everything else that's going to happen. I don't know how much of it I can tell you right now of what's going to happen on stage, but I'm practicing and it's going great.
Yeah, that was actually my that you ruined my next questions actually, because that was actually my next question. Like, what can you say that to us without giving anything away?
I'll sing and play. That's what I can say.
Now, okay, now I'm definitely curious, so I can't wait to hear about that. But obviously I can't talk about Mello because I did look around and by chance I found out that you did kind of do a Melody Festival and kind of deal when you were younger.
In Sweden we have this thing called Lilla Melodifestivalen, and it's basically Eurovision in Sweden, but for kids. I think kids between like 11 and 15, if I'm not wrong. So I did that in 2013. I was 11. I was super young, and I was super nervous. I bet I'll this time I don't know if I'm going to be that nervous that I was back then, because th this was a huge deal for this little 11-year-old kid. And that was super happy. That was one of the first songs that I wrote by myself, that song. And the process of it was kind of the same. I sent it in, but at that time with my parents, and then we went to this audition thing in Stockholm, and there was like a bunch of kids. And then they chose like 8 or 10 of us, I think, that got to sing. So it was just like one competition. There wasn't like 5 different ones, and then you go to the finals, you go to the semifinals. It was just like one big thing, and one guy won, and all of us other we came second. So that was like a kid thing that they did.
Yeah, so say, how do you think you've grown as an artist since then? Because obviously, like, you got some sort of experience, but now you're going into like, I wouldn't want to say like the big leagues or something, like going into the big mellows. So, like, how do you think you've grown? Obviously, you've grown, but like, how do you think you've grown like creatively as an artist?
Yeah, that's a good question. Back then, I just wrote to tracks. I just wrote to like melodies that I could find. After this, I started to play instruments. I started to play guitar, I started to play piano, and that kind of created my creative world and creative space. I almost write everything on instruments like piano, guitar, instruments that I play. And I think when you're 11 and you just want to write songs and you're kind of influenced by what you hear on the radio, you don't have like your own voice, you haven't developed that in a way. And since I was like 15, 16, I started to more of like develop my own voice and my own songwriting technique and stuff like that. So, it was a great start. It was a great start to just like learn to be on stage and learn to sing in front of people. And after that, I could kind of develop my own songwriting craft in a way.
And I mean, look where it got you now.
I'm
You're back competing in Mellow again.
back competing, but this time with a guitar.
Okay then. So I'm on to my final set of questions. Obviously we're here because of Eurovision, and it's a topic I can't avoid. My question to you is, what's your go-to Eurovision song?
My go-to Eurovision song, it has to be the ABBA songs, but I also love the "Hold Me Closer" by Cornelia Jacobs song. Unfortunately, that didn't win, but it's such a great song. I love that song. I think it's one of the best songs that have been in Eurovision the last couple of years.
Actually, I'm actually gonna
It's
bow. I'm actually gonna be in agreement with you with that, because I actually, Hold Me Closer was actually my winner.
Yeah, for me too.
Yeah.
I still listen to that sometimes. It's super good. It's such a
And
great song.
yeah, no, and Cornelia is such a great, like, I think when she competed, I always thought like, okay, nah, they won't vote for this, and then she made the final, and then she got to Eurovision, and all of a sudden it's like, oh wow, so, like, Sweden can actually extend the right song, like the song that I want, and all of a sudden, okay. But yeah, Cordy, you're such a lovely person, and I'm actually quite happy that you picked her as your go-to Eurovision song.
Yeah, she's just amazing.
Right, Wilhelm, one of my final questions to you is, where we'll move forward to next month. It's March, and people are watching Mello, and they see you perform "I'm Yours." And my question to you is, after they see your performance, they're interested in you as an artist, what song of yours should they listen to next after "I'm Yours"?
I just released an EP a month ago, so that I just released an EP called Quiet Rooms, and I have plenty of songs there to listen to. One of my favorites from that EP is a song called The Haze. I also did a song called Live Forever, which is also one of my favorites. I think they just should go back and listen to that EP. There's a lot of music there, and there will be a lot of new music coming out after Melodifestivalen and that they can listen to as well. Which I'm super excited
Right, now I have to go listen to the EP, because
about.
I've actually listened to some of your covers, and I was like, I haven't had a chance to listen to it in full, so that's one of the first things I'm going to do after
That
this.
sounds great.
Okay then. All right then, my final question to you is, sticking in that same area, people see
Yeah.
your performance, what message did you want to send with your performance to the viewers who are watching you come March, basically.
I want the viewers to get to know me, and I want the performance to feel very intimate, so that as a viewer, you're kind of invited into this little world that I've created. And in this little world, I'll be performing my song and I'll be singing my song. So I feel like if I can invite someone that watches this into the world, they can get to know me better. And that's kind of the whole point of like sharing my music, that people get to see and see me and like kind of feel my emotions and lyrics through that. That's my goal at least. So we'll see how it goes.
And I can't wait to see you performing next month when that time comes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much for the time, Wilhelm. But before we go, is there anything you want to say to the viewers who are watching us? Obviously, you're a new face to the
Yeah.
Eurovision fans, so an introduction or maybe just a thank you or some sorts.
Yeah, I'm super glad to be on this. And thank you for watching it. And I'm very excited to share my song and my performance on Melodifestivalen, the 1st of March, in Sweden. And I'll look forward to it.
All right then. And Willem Boekhuis will be participating in Melody Festival in 2025 with I'm Yours. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, Wilhelm. Lykke til, tack så mycket.
Tack så mycket.